If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Every day, do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come. You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed.
You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams, because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day?
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody, mm-hmm. no matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
People say, well, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's going to be a false reality.
You have to understand that anybody who's ever gotten better, anybody who's ever created, anybody who's ever built, anybody who's ever been something that you've looked up to has gone through these hard times without quitting.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real.
It's just going to take time, dude. The reality of achievement, brother, is it takes way longer than we think. It's way harder than we think.
What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives by facing life, by facing yourself. And through that, I would die never knowing that had the power to change millions of lives.
The most dangerous person in the world is a man that is broken and alone.
To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great.
We are in control of our momentum. If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now, and you're waiting around for things to get better, that's not what you should be doing. That's not how it works. You need to take action.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
There's only one thing a friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was going to do this, if I was going to pursue this life. He said, Abnahito Kab. I think that means if not now, then when. So whatever you want to do, I'm Nahito Kab.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray, like, existence.
Yeah.
So you never wanted a regular type life? Is that barbecues and ball games? Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Shit. I'm winning anyway. I'm winning. I'm winning any motherfucker. I can't lose.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody, homie. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
I was running this race. It was a 24-hour race as a relay team. I was up with four friends. And the format of the race is, you know, you run a mile, I run a mile, whatever team runs the most amount of miles
wins
the race. He had no teammates.
But why not respond to
that? Ariel. Patience. Patience is a skill we must master. Patience is one of the most valuable skills a human being must master. And I'm working hard to master it, and I feel I'm getting there. So time will show all of them.
But now you know what giving it your all is. And you will not succeed in business or any endeavor in life until that fight you just went through is applied to the same endeavor.
I've had some good conversations with people, and then, you know, the most important, you've got to have those internal conversations, because if you can't tell yourself, then no one can tell you. So I am.
When you guys are saying you're doing everything right and you're giving it your all, come on, your all's a lot more than you know. You got more inside of you to give. Stop selling yourself so short.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge.
I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing. This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. I have God alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything. So this is where I started to develop an indestructible mental toolbox.
Okay.
I'd rather go too far than not far enough. The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, it's easier.
I asked a cameraman up there, I'm like, hey, I said, how did Goggins look? And he's like, he had his shirt off, and it was cold rain. He's had his shirt off, and he was saying, they don't know me. I'm like, who is he? He's like, they don't know me, son, and saying all this stuff. I said, who is he saying that to? And he's like, there's nobody up here.
If you give your all every day, your gifts will make room for you.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, provide a house for them, or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship.
Next day, I'm very capable, and I learned that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past. It's never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you know, you don't know that what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yes,
I don't know. You don't know. So live the present. Work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continues. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that. You understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time. Uncertainty and constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's happening. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life. You have to be yourself. Doesn't matter if the people like or not. You think I'm going to change now? Our Christianity self is always, I'm going to change now.
Comparison is the deadliest thing we can do to ourselves, because we will always come up short. I mean, right. All it does is exaggerate all of our insecurities. It's okay to enjoy other people's success, but you let them live their lives and mm-hmm. you live your life.
You are one decision away from changing your life. And you have to accept that. You're one new meeting, one new relationship, one new contact, one new action, one new decision away from shifting your life from where it is right now to a totally different place. So what's the decision? You already know. I could go backstage now. There's something you've been hesitating on. There's a contact you need to make, isn't there? There's a job you need to quit. There's a relationship you need to engage in. Maybe there's a relationship you need to leave. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a decision that you need to make to take you to the next level, just like I know that's true for me. Because decisions shape our destiny when they're backed up by some massive ass action. So those of you guys in this room with a dream to do something great with your life, and you're kind of average and ordinary, maybe you're not the smartest dude in the world or the biggest dude in the world, but you want to do something great with your life, maybe I can be an example of that. Because I know what it's like not to feel great about what you're doing, to doubt whether you're doing this. And I just got to tell you something. I'm an example. This stuff pays off.
You have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You have to do it like your life depends on it.
We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. Go through it until you have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore. You feel it, but it's not the same like you felt before.
Be formless. Shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is, right? They asked the elderly couple one day, how have you guys been married for so long? He said, we come from a generation when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it, right? And when you think about calm and happiness, it's not real calm and happiness and quietude when you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. You think perspective, you think peace, and you think more so controlling how you respond to a situation.
Yep.
Right? It says that's where your power is.
Everybody knows you got to pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily, daily basis. You got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
You got to go, you got to get after it, and you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
I don't want luck in the equation because I don't need it. You start saying terms like that, man, you're someone that believes it. You got confidence. I don't give a shit what the endeavor is. You're gonna find a way to do it. That's the differential right there. That's the confidence that no matter what's in front of you, the never say die attitude.
When they hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost,
that everything can be gained. There's no more ego there, is there? They let go of, you know, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I don't like, what if this person rejects me? The animosity, the pressures of society, let it all go because they've lost it all. They're just now left with the intestinal fortitude, the pride within, do I want to stay on the bottom of this barrel or do I want to climb the fuck out of this hole? And that is a spark of what turns out to be their greatest moment, their greatest hour. We can live that way, guys. Imagine the life you can live when you let go of the thought of failure. When the fear doesn't resonate inside of you to paralyze yourself in a self-paralysis state. When that's gone, the freedom. When you judge yourself on your own measure, you're not worried about other people's opinions. Because when you don't worry about anyone else and you just worry about what's in here saying, the pride of confidence, funny, all this is taken care of too. With one comes the other in a positive way.
Have you ever seen the Facebook post that Kobe put after he ruptured his Achilles? I'm going to read this. It's so fucking good.
Yep.
This is such BS. All the training and sacrifice just flew out of the window with one step that I've done millions of times. The frustration is unbearable. The anger is rage. Why the hell did this happen? Makes no damn sense. Now I'm supposed to come back from this and be the same player or better at 35? How in the world am I supposed to do that? I have no clue. Do I have the consistent will to overcome this thing? Maybe I should break out of this rocking chair and reminisce on the career that was. Maybe this is how my book ends. Maybe Father Time has defeated me. Then again, maybe not. It's 3:30 a.m. My foot feels like a dead weight. My head is spinning from the pain meds and I'm wide awake. Forgive my venting, but what's the purpose of social media if I won't bring this to you? No real image. Feels good to vent, let it out, to feel as if this was the worst thing ever. Because after all the venting, the real perspective sets in. There are far greater issues and challenges in the world than a torn Achilles. Stop feeling sorry for yourself, find the silver lining, and get to work with the same belief, same drive, and same conviction as ever. One day, the beginning of a new career journey will commence. Today is not that day. If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. That's Mamba mentality. We don't quit, we don't cower, we don't run, we endure and conquer. Thank you for all your prayers and support. Much love always. Mamba out. Kobe Bryant, 13th of April, 2013.
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
If you play it safe, you're going to exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
You gotta let go of that stuff from the past because it just doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you choose to be now.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you.
That's good.
You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better. All the time. Don't let anybody tell you, hey, man, you know, you should just be happy with, no.
But one of the things that really motivates me, or one of my most powerful motivational frames, is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. and thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp, that are right above my threshold, and continuing to do that, to like lift the weight, to build the muscle, to break it down and do it over and over again, because like that's what creates the character traits that are the man that I want to be. And so when I'm going through those like really harder times, I like to think of like looking in my mental mirror of like, I'm making you. I'm not there yet, but I'm making you.
So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. And so when I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
Get older, think about things. My estimate historically, 80% of the time it ends up in the can, like Johnny Sack, or on the embalming table of Cogiarelli's. No risk, no reward.
Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, you will never have the life God has for you. Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life. If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually, God is very good, man, when he sees you take a leap of faith. He supplies you everything you need. Now, it's gonna cost you something. But most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're going to have to hurt a little bit.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.